Well, you might have noticed in your worship order this morning a little something called Church Matters, and you might have wondered what that was, and you're about to find out. I have decided that, at least for the next few months, I'd like to just take a moment and just sit down with you and just discuss things that are on my heart as your pastor, things that are not necessarily meant to be a part of the message during the morning, but just things that, as they come our way, I think are important, and I'd like you to hear my heart on these particular issues. And this morning, I want to talk about our election. Now, I know I don't want to talk about this any more than you do, okay? This is a tough season that we're in, and I actually wrote my channel column this week about this, just so you could hear from me, from my perspective, what I think our biblical responsibility above anything else ought to be this season. And I'm not going to summarize the article for you. I'm just going to hit the main point. And this has nothing to do with the way you're going to vote. This has nothing to do with your opinions, your philosophies. This really is not politics talk. This is me asking you as your pastor to remember during this season who you represent first. Before any party, before any person, and before any other issue, you represent Christ if you are his follower. And so I'm asking you during this season to remember that. And I've given in the column several different biblical references about how I think we ought to treat each other and behave towards others. And I'm going to summarize all of that real simply this morning and just ask you to be nice, okay? Just be nice. There's going to be enough anger and hatred and mean things said to go around in the next couple of months. So I'm just asking you to be nice. Whether you're on social media, whether it's in emails, whether it's in person, however you communicate, I'm just asking you to be nice, to show kindness. And let's not be who people think we are. Many times people just assume that evangelicals, or specifically Baptists, have a tendency to get angry. So rather than being quick to anger, let's do what the scripture says and let's be slow to anger. Let's think about our words. Let's choose them carefully. And let's be nice during this season. Okay? My promise to you is I'm going to do the same thing. And I would ask that as you represent Christ and as you represent our church, that you would show kindness and respect to everyone. Allow me to pray for us. God, I thank you for my church family. I thank you that their kindness and love is so clear to me so often, not only to me and my family, but to others. And I pray that you would help us to be light in the midst of this season of our lives and in our country. That we would be people who stand out, not because of the things that we disagree with or the things that make us angry, but that we would stand out because we are demonstrating love and reasonability and kindness. I pray that you would help each of us to be led by your Holy Spirit. We know we do not face easy choices, not only because of this election, but just in our culture in general. We do not face easy choices, and we are in deep need of your leadership in our lives. So we submit ourselves to you, and we ask that you would lead us, that as we seek to represent you, that you would also walk alongside of us and show us the next steps that we ought to take together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.